But they wasn't doing nothing. They wasn't doing nothing but tearing up the wagon.
Mm-hmm. What I was getting to was the single tree, you know, or the, was, you know what the single tree was?
Single tree was what you pulled the wagon by. The mule was hooked to a single tree. They had two single trees.
Uh-huh.
And that one over there, you see, he had single trees, and this one over here had single trees.
And,
In other words, you had a tongue right here.
Yeah.
All right, you had a mule right here.
Right.
You had a single tree come across here. Out yep. here, your tongue here, there was a single tree over there. This mule was hooked here. This one was hooked here. Don't you see?
And the two single trees, what were they hitched to?
Well, it was they were fixed on that wagon where they wouldn't come loose. You see.
Yeah. You had double trees too,
though. Oh, yeah. You had... there was a big thing that, in other words, you had a pin in there that held the big double tree. Yeah. Well, now, the double tree, the pin, when you take it out of that, what you grease, it took the wheels where you could grease your wagon. See, it yeah. fit the nut that slipped on the wheel.
Oh, I see. Hey, that was pretty good there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
That was that Chattanooga wagon you're talking about?
No, that was a Chattanooga
Mill
Buster. That's what I
plowed. Oh, yeah, I saw. There was a wagon company in Chattanooga, too, though, that made wagons, I remember.
Well, I'll tell you what's the truth. I couldn't tell you who...
Made your wagons?
Who used to get wagons.
The maker of wagons was kind of similar highly as the maker of automobiles were, like Buick or Pontiac.
No, they made a lot of them.
You know, somebody was telling me yesterday that back in the Depression, when things got so bad about gasoline, that there was a man up in Quitman County that took the front axle off his new car and used it as a buggy. Hooked it up to some horses.
Well, I don't know. I tell you, there's a lot of people had done a lot of things, and
I'm surprised you hadn't heard about that.
These farmers, people long in those days, they used to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you take, I wouldn't tell you what year the first time that I ever saw a rubber tire buggy. And
did those tires have a inner thing inside of them?
They had you could get a rubber tire buggy, but that thing that wasn't no bad in my day that I saw. I never see one like that going.
Yeah.
And I tell you now, you've seen a lot of changes.
Have a tube in it, an inner tube? Car tires now don't have them, do they?
No, it didn't have no inner tube in the thing.
Okay.
The one that I saw didn't.
Did you ride horses a lot? What was the furthest you ever went on a horse?
Well, I tell you something. I used to ride horses. The only horse riding I ever did was after I started quailing. And I'd get on a horse and leave home after lunch in the afternoon, and I'd ride that horse, I had rode, say, at least 15 miles in the afternoon, bird hunting. But it might have been longer than that. Following that, I tell you what, I can take you and show you where Hubbard Ingham and myself would leave Coleman here